You are listening to Pacifica Community Radio.
From Berkeley, it's TwitWit Radio. Social media on the air.
Free speech radio.
Responsible anarchy.
We are the people of this country, the keepers of this land. As citizens of Earth, united we stand. We represent peace and this is the plan. We're not leaving these streets till you meet these demands.
This is our one demand. We represent the 99%. No more inequality raining down from Wall Street. All of us united, take a stand. Yes, this is our one demand.
I do not have attention deficit disorder. I have surplus attention capacity syndrome.
From Berkeley,
it's TwitWit Radio.
Are you medicated?
I would rather be sedated. I frighten easily.
Counterintelligence is complex. Layer upon layer upon layer upon lawyer upon lies of lawyers and lawyers' lies.
Layer upon lawyer upon lawyer upon how many billable hours is that?
By collapsing the stations from the inside out through a series of disastrous administrative decisions, it will look like we just couldn't pay our bills. The economy did it, not me. We have no choice but to liquidate the assets.
What are you talking about?
I don't get it.
Of course you don't get it. It's too technical. It requires experts, professional demolition experts. To dismantle a radio network without anyone catching on requires administrators, corrupt non-profit lawyers, a slippery finance committee, a business manager who pretends not to notice there has been no audit for 2 years.
Oh, I can do that. I was a substitute teacher for history.
You're hired.
What qualifies you to run a radio network into the ground?
The FCC regulations are complex.
But the bylaws are clear.
The bylaws are too clear. I want less clarity. If the listeners discover what's about to happen before it happens, it might not happen.
We will fight you.
You can't fight me. You signed the pledge.
Which pledge?
The pledge to shut up while I sell off the assets. Here it is. I pledge to remain calm and seek a smaller governance structure.
Smaller governance doesn't mean breaking up the network.
You signed it.
You never explained that. This is a setup. But hopefully, there's a silver lining made of gold.
You wanted change, didn't you?
But who counted the votes?
Electronic voting is safe as a flu shot.
Paper ballots are too complicated. Too much arithmetic.
Hand-counted votes are unreliable. I'm going to make a list here. A common values on the left, because we all want the same thing.
I want something better than that. The first time I voted for a warmonger, it was because I'm not a racist. But I've learned my lesson. The next time I vote for a warmonger, it's because I'm not a sexist.
That's what I like to hear. Shared values. Calm, smaller governance. Our shared common ground, a smaller governance structure.
10-point penalty. Abusing your role as facilitator.
I'm Berkeley Kid. This is TwitWit Radio. Half true, more or less 100% of the time. Later in the show, Janet Napolitano versus Hillary Clinton, the grudge match. And a very special mystery guest. Are we ready?
Ready. Let's go.
Do it, dude.
Sumper Fry.
First, are there any announcements?
Somebody wants to audition for the show.
Okay. Do you have radio experience?
I'm an actor, dude.
What about you?
I was the temporary interim executive chief operating officer of a national listener-sponsored radio network that shall remain unnamed.
Do you think so?
If I get the part, I'll tell you everything I know.
Don't believe anything he says. He is a volunteer scab.
And you are a fifth column double secret agent.
To get the job done, you have to do it in secret.
According to who?
Joseph Stalin.
Would you like some tea?
Thank you. Sugar?
Honey.
Thanks. It's very bitter. What's in this tea?
Sodium pentothal.
Truth serum.
Now, tell us something you don't want to talk about.
Well, I secretly filed articles of incorporation without telling anyone on the board.
And why did you do that?
If this network collapses into my footprint, who is going to pick up the pieces?
Hey. Not so fast, lady. We have a show to do.
Producing shows is not my priority. I'm an administrator, not a performer.
Round one. The category is organizational Darwinism. For 100 points, give a half-true answer to this question. What is organizational Darwinism?
Oh, I should know this.
Can you repeat the question?
Organizational Darwinism. What is it?
Insider trading.
Controlled demolition.
Organizational Darwinism is a lynch mob.
We have a winner.
Yay!
I am very disturbed by that answer.
What are you disturbed about?
Organizational Darwinism is what we all want.
White majority rules, dude. It stinks.
Does democracy stink?
A lynch mob is democracy.
Good point, dude.
Has Amy Goodwin heard about this?
Round two. For 200 points, give a misleading answer to this question. What is listener-sponsored community radio?
Huh. What is what?
Define listener-sponsored community radio.
A platform for the progressive wing of the Democratic Party.
A platform for the fake progressive wing of the Democratic Party.
Sex, drugs, and Pete Seeger.
We have a winner.
Yee-hoo! Oh, yeah.
I mean, in theory, community radio is a great thing. But in practice, some broadcasting outlets will say things on the radio that I don't want to hear. And let's face it, the progressive wing of the Democratic Party is all we have. Yes, okay, Hillary is a warmonger, but isn't it time we had a woman warmonger in the White House?
So you're going to vote for another warmonger?
Yes, but I'm going to vote for Bernie Sanders first.
Is that your cover story?
In the meantime, we have to break up the network and capture the station licenses. We don't need the East Coast. California needs us. We are a statewide megaphone. Just ask Jerry Brown. Always seize the transmitter first. My father had a saying, seize power and something, or else you dig your something. Well, it inspires me still. Do you remember? It was a party song. Oh, which one was it?
It was the party.
If Hillary falters, I might run myself.
With Janet Napolitano as her running mate, Hillary is unstoppable. Hillary can win. Yes, she can.
Yes, she can. Yes, she can.
Excuse me. No. How did Janet Napolitano get in the building?
I'm Janet Napolitano's stunt double and bodyguard. Hillary Clinton's stunt double is in the restroom.
Hillary Clinton has a stunt double.
Excuse me. Can I borrow your transmitter? My uplink is down.
Did you have the Hillary Clinton look? Deadly professional.
Take a seat. You say you're Hillary's body double, but how would we know? You could be lying. You might really be her.
Do you want a DNA test?
We've both had a long day.
Bernie Sanders is a jerk.
Vermont is insufficiently underrated.
Would you like some tea?
Bernie promised to endorse me after he loses the primaries.
That was the deal.
Bernie flipped.
Bernie Sanders has been seduced by the crowds. Now he thinks he can beat me.
How do you know this?
He asked me, Janet Napolitano, to be his running mate.
I'm the nominee, not Bernie Sanders. It's already been decided.
If it's already been decided, why should I bother to vote?
For 400 points, give a nuanced answer to this question. If the election is decided in advance, why should we bother to vote?
Oh, it's already decided.
When was the last time the progressive wing of the Democratic Party did not endorse a warmonger?
Is that a question?
I find that very hard to believe. The Democrats have a progressive wing.
Now, think carefully before giving your answer. When was the last time the Democratic Party did not endorse a warmonger?
Eleanor Roosevelt.
Wrong.
Roseanne Barr.
Wrong-er.
Frederick Douglass.
Wrongest. We have a tie. Everyone loses.
Oh, that's not fair.
Stream. When I used to listen to my radio and all its chimes, whenever I want to, all I have to do is stream. Now all I do day and night is listen to Spotify. Whenever I need to, all I have to do is stream. Views all day long, night and day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm streaming my life away. No corporate cash, not a dime to cover up endless war crimes. Whenever Monsanto wants to poison you, just stream. Did you hear the news? Corporation views all day long, night and day. Only trouble is, gee whiz, I'm streaming my life away. No corporate cash, not a dime to cover up endless war crimes. Whenever Monsanto wants to poison you, just stream.
And now, back to our story.
It's not easy to capture a 100,000-watt transmitter without a bankruptcy judge. So, of course, the audit was suppressed. Well, not suppressed. It was delayed.
Why did you say delay the audit?
Well, I had to delay the audit to stop a $2 million grant from putting this network in the black. Solvency is not the answer.
What's wrong with a solvent radio network?
Well, it could delay the bankruptcy proceedings. It is next to impossible to break up a solvent listener-sponsored radio network.
Well, why do you want to break up the network?
We need a crisis to get the job done.
What job?
To serve the party that we need professionals who know everything.
Just because I'm a volunteer doesn't mean I don't know anything.
Well-seasoned radio professionals on the air during drive time have the skills needed to speak half-truths to power. Like National Public Radio. Listener-sponsored radio refuses to accept underwriting advertising, so you get what you pay for. Is there something in my tea?
Truth serum.
Oh, it's nothing personal. We drug all the guests.
Did I say something?
You and your lawyer have a secret plan to privatize the network.
Oh, this is so unethical.
Let's take a break.
She literally shut down the station. She piped in programming from elsewhere. She put armed guards inside the station. This was 1999. The board also proposed, or members of the board also proposed, selling KPFA and WBAI. And the city of Berkeley, which is the broadcasting, the town to which KPFA broadcasts, went into a state of siege over this. I was there. It was unforgettable. At one point, the chief of police of Berkeley went to the station and said, "If we can't protect the rest of the city of Berkeley if this goes on."
Because the streets were shut down.
The streets were shut down everywhere around. You know, there were people who were shutting down the local freeways over KPFA. And in the chaos that ensued, the advocates for community access declared, "You see, professionalism is always a mistake." And they took over, and they all piled into the governance process. And the more of them got involved, the bigger the governance planning process got, and you got this gigantic board system that we have now, which is, in my opinion, an enormous overreaction to what had happened earlier. Essentially, the Pacifica organization lurched from the extreme centralization to this vast decentralization. This is not normal. You know, having board meetings at which, you know, some years ago, a governance committee on the Pacifica National Board accused Democracy Now of taking CIA money because it wouldn't talk about 9/11.
The voices were Matthew Lazar, Amy Goodwin, and Gore Vidal. I'm Berkeley Kidd, and this is Twit Wit Radio.
I spoke to Gore Vidal many times, and I asked him where he was on September 11, 2001.
For 1 hour and 50 minutes, I think it was, no fighter plane went up. During that hour and 20 minutes, we lost the two towers and one side of the Pentagon. Why didn't they go up? No description from the government, no excuse. That, to me, was the end of the Republic. We no longer had a Congress which would ask questions, which it was supposed in place to do, of the executive. This thing is surrealistic now, and it is getting nastier and nastier as we are more and more kept in the dark. We have been told nothing, and every voice is silent.
This is Twit Wit Radio. My guests in the studio: Janet Napolitano.
I can't stay long.
And Hillary Clinton.
Why am I here?
You were renditioned.
What's renditioned mean?
That's secret. Also on the panel, swing voter.
Thanks for having me back.
Is the facilitator ready?
I'm on strike.
The first panelist to correctly identify the mystery guest wins.
I'll go first. How many clues do I get?
You get 666 clues, dude.
Was that clue number one?
Clue number two. Hillary doesn't want the White House.
The Pentagon needs me.
Janet Napolitano has the floor.
It's about seizing this historic opportunity to put a woman warmonger in the White House. A woman warmonger who will appoint me, Janet Napolitano, Secretary of Defense.
Janet, cool your jets. You were fine at Homeland Security, but the Pentagon has informed me that Secretary of Defense has been promised to Donald Trump.
Trump is a Republican, Hillary.
Yes, but Trump has agreed to bomb Iran and rendition their oil.
Oh, does that mean another war?
I swear on a stack of bulletproof Bibles that I, Janet Napolitano, as the next Secretary of Defense, will bomb Iran, Russia, Syria, Amsterdam, and France.
The decision is not in my hands. If the Donald turns it down, maybe.
Well, don't you have to elect president first?
Well, yes, of course.
So the fix is in. I've been trumped. I'm not going to cry. But if I did cry, it would be right now.
Would you like some tea?
Thank you. I've always wanted
I have always wanted to be the most heavily armed woman in the world.
That's okay, Janet. I'm a swing voter. I would vote for you.
Thank
I mean,
you.
Would you consider running for president with the Peace and Freedom Party?
No.
Well,
they hate me.
No, I don't hate you. We love you.
You too.
I would only vote for Janet Napolitano if you paid me.
Why is that?
Professionals get paid, dude.
But we're too young to vote.
What is wrong with you people?
Someday, you will understand. Try to be positive.
Positive about what? My future student debt load?
No decent jobs?
Obamacare is killing me.
I can't afford it.
Why is Hillary in bed with the bankers?
Do we want to have another 9/11?
What's Chelsea Clinton's student debt load?
When you're older, I will hire you to wax my Humvee.
The kid has a point, Hillary. What is it?
What's your point, kid?
You had sex, drugs, and rock and roll, but you didn't leave any for us.
Would you like a piece of cake?
There are many fine jobs in the military, young man.
Yeah, cannon fodder. I'm a pacifist.
I would like to guess the identity of the mystery guest.
Go ahead.
Are you Spalding Gray?
Yes, I am.
Spalding Gray, the dead ventriloquist?
Spalding Gray has been dead for 10 years.
A dead ventriloquist would make a better president than Hillary Clinton.
Well, yeah, but why Spalding Gray?
If he's dead, he's a pacifist, dude.
Isn't it time we put a pacifist in the White House?
That's a very persuasive argument.
I can roll with that.
Let's take a break.
The bully state came creeping in so gradually. It promised me security, terror free. Oh, was I wrong? We were sold a song, and I believed all I was told. Two mistakes in a police state. Those civil rights gone without a fight, it can't happen here. Media lied, Congress is bribed, no wonder why. Then zombie banks with armored tanks, one day a rescue too. We lost it to the police state. I should have known, saw it creeping in, it was clear to see. The Patriot Act, false flag attacks, habeas corpus, indefinite detention for U.S. citizens. My fascist friend, the police state, the police state, police state.
And now, back to our story.
There is a rumor going around that a PayPal billionaire has offered to buy our East Coast broadcast licenses. My lawyer has advised me secretly to deny it. Because privatizing a radio network in secret is very complicated.
Why are you admitting this now?
Well, you put truth serum in my tea.
Keep talking.
To professionalize the network means knowing how to dance with the progressive wing of the Democratic Party, as I have done ever since Stalin passed away. Stalin was so hot. Third-party amateurs don't know how to win elections. They won't take underwriting or advertising money because that's what national public radio does.
Is that true?
Well, The point is, so-called listener-sponsored radio can fail if we are willing to make it fail. Because bankruptcy is the solution. A judge can order me, I mean our lawyer, to pay our delinquent bills by selling off certain assets so we can buy them back again under a new nonprofit organization. I've already done the paperwork.
Does the membership know?
The listeners own this network, lady, not you and your lawyer.
That's why it had to be done in secret. A done deal is a done deal. We have outsmarted the well-meaning but clueless grassroots amateurs. When we capture the assets, there will be no need for expensive, costly elections. What do amateur activists know about professional leadership or how to do things in secret? Because nothing gets done in public session. Hillary proved it. Universal health care and Medicare for all was hopeful, but it's not the right time. But is that the president's fault? No, the insurance companies did that, not the president. It's why they funded his campaign, and that's why they're backing Hillary today. Same with Big Pharma and the jobs program.
What jobs program?
Dude, why does criminal bank fraud get a pass?
But look at all his positive accomplishments.
The Monsanto Protection Act.
Oil companies are drilling in Alaska to combat the climate there. The listeners are tired of all this infighting. But think of what he did do, not what he didn't do.
He got moveon.org to change its name to rollover.org. I can't think of anything else.
Police officers and the military are exempt from gun control laws. Now that's leadership.
Why don't you call him out for government spying on everybody?
Do we want another 9/11? You never know how much I watch you. You never know how much I stare. I got your metadata, trust me. And baby, you don't have a prayer. The new surveillance, it's exquisite. Honey, it is out of sight. Surveillance in the morning, surveillance all through the night. I hear your stupid smartphone, a GPS in your car. I light up when I catch your name, no matter when or where you are. The new surveillance.